From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain has voted to leave the European Union, forecasts are showing, with nearly all of the votes counted. Turnout was reported to be high. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in London.
Certainly there was a great deal of enthusiasm. This has been such a passionate, sometimes ugly debate that people really seem very eager to go out and vote on this. This is something that people feel very strongly about. And so they turned out in pretty strong numbers despite the bad weather. We had in London the torrential rainstorms throughout the day and flooding. Yet there was a steady stream at the polling stations that I went to.
Prior to results today, uncertainty over the outcome sent the pound currency tumbling to a 31-year low. U.S. stock futures, along with other global markets, have plunged so far today in reaction. Some British analysts say that Prime Minister David Cameron might have to resign, even though he has said that he will not. The Colombian government and the leftist FARC rebels have signed a ceasefire and disarmament deal, bringing Colombia a major step closer to ending more than 50 years of guerrilla warfare and terrorism. Meanwhile, security challenges remain between the Colombian government and a second insurgency, the leftist National Liberation Army. The United States has imposed sanctions on Kinshasa's police chief in the Democratic Republic of Congo for violence and murder of civilians. U.S. accuses Celestin Kanyama and his police of creating a climate of fear for the November presidential election. This is VOA News.